Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie share market wasn't able to extend its winning run that we've seen over the past two sessions. The broader ASX 200 falling by a small margin today, down about a tenth of 1% or 6.7 points, but still above 6,100 at 6,132 points. It was a pretty positive open. We did see a sharp decline after the first hour or so, but in the last hour, the market really picked up off its lows. We had a number of sectors really easing off the lows of the day, and some of the big improvers coming through from some of the heavyweights. So we had financials really helping to minimize broader losses. Three of the big four banks actually saw improvements around 2%, led by the NAB. One of the laggards among the big four was CBA today, down about half of 1% on the back of its full-year profit numbers for FY20. It saw cash earnings falling by around 11%. Net profit was actually a little higher, mostly on the back of divestments for the business. Its final dividend also in line with some expectations and APRA's recommendations of no more than 50% of profit. So that came through at 98 cents per share for the Commonwealth Bank that'll be paying to its investors. Elsewhere, we saw a number of companies releasing profit results, and it was a bit of a mixed bag there. Some of the big losers today actually announcing profit numbers. So SEEK was one of the worst decliners, down about 8.6%. It saw the company actually swing into a full-year net loss of about $111 million from $180 million net profit the year before. Certainly a large number of impairments, about $200 million worth over the past financial year. And the company certainly impacted quite heavily by COVID-19, certainly with job markets around the world certainly hampered by that. So what we saw elsewhere, Transurban down about 1% on its profit numbers as well, but some decent improvements for the likes of Downer EDI, the engineering services company, and also Magellan, up around 2% each for those particular stocks. So what really weighed on the market early was a decline for the materials sector. So mining stocks, certainly some of the major underperformers on our market today. We had gold overnight falling around 5%, its biggest decline in about 7 years. So that saw the likes of Saracen, Northern Star, Evolution, St. Barbara, all falling around that 4% and 5% mark. Gold generally weaker when the US dollar is a bit stronger. We saw some strength in the US dollar overnight, as well as a lift in US Treasury yields. Elsewhere, we had some of the heavyweight miners, Fortescue Metals, Rio Tinto, both falling more than 1%, even though iron ore continues to edge higher, still above $120 a ton. Tech stock, WiseTech, also another big loser today, down about 8.5%. There was no release coming from the company in relation to the particular price move. And elsewhere, we saw a number of improvements from the consumer staple. So the likes of Woolies, Coca-Cola, Treasury Wine Estate had some decent improvements today. The Aussie dollar, though, fell back from some of the earlier highs in the morning. It is now currently at 71.2 US cents, certainly falling back after those weaker than expected wages growth numbers for the June quarter. The good news is that wages are still growing faster than inflation, so real wage growth is still there.